ordained man of God, Bishop Dr. Larry Bryant, overseer of Tabernacle of David Church of the Apostles' Doctrine Incorporated at 8010 Rockbridge Road in Lithonia. This is Come Expecting a Miracle broadcast. Listen now to the inspiring message of preaching and teaching with Bishop Dr. Larry Bryant.
Praise the Lord. Once again, Atlanta, and this is the Tabernacle of David Church of the Apostles' Doctrine, where Dr. Apostle LT, better known as Bishop LT, is the bishop. Me, I'm Minister Kenneth Collins, and you're listening to Come Expecting a Miracle, broadcasting live, 1570 WIGO, Atlanta's incredible radio station. Amen. And this is the day that the Lord has made, so let us rejoice and be glad in it. Why? Because you are among the living. You woke up this morning. You have a brand new mercy and a brand new grace that comes with this day. That's in itself enough to be grateful and thankful. Amen. We need to take advantage of each day that we get to wake up. Amen. Take advantage of it. Try to do something good with it. Me, I try to lift my God up as high as I can lift him every day. That's right. His name is Jesus Christ. Amen. And I love him, and I appreciate him, and I adore him. He's all that, and I'm so grateful to be a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. The weather's kind of crazy out. You know, I was out this morning taking care of some things. Got some sleet, some heavy sleet coming out of the sky. The weather changed, it got colder. It's colder now, I believe, than it was this morning when I first started out. Well, the weather crazy, but God is good. Because, hey, you know, you're able to feel that change of weather. That's a beautiful thing. So we'll go before the Lord in prayer. Precious Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this opportunity that you have given us to come before you once again to give you praise. Lord, that means that we are among the living and not among the dead, and for that we are grateful. Help us to take advantage of these opportunities that you give us. We pray in this right now, that Lord, that you would anoint the broadcast this afternoon. Go forth, let your Holy Ghost ride the airwaves throughout Atlanta. Touch everyone that needs to be touched. Everyone that needs a healing, move upon them, Lord Jesus. Touch their hearts and touch their minds. Move upon their bodies. And we pray in this right now, Lord God, that you would open up the minds and the hearts of the people so that they may be able to receive what the Lord is bringing forth on this afternoon. The word of God, fresh bread of life, so that they may be able to receive it in their hearts. And to everyone that hath an ear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord had to say on this afternoon. And without further ado, amen, we will turn the service broadcast over to Bishop LT. Good afternoon, Bishop.
Praise the Lord. And praise the Lord, everyone. Glad to be here again. I pray that you find faith and comfort in the Lord Jesus Christ. God's a good God all the time, and all the time God is good. But we are living in the last days. But a lot of us don't believe it because our lives do not show it. We're marrying and giving in marriage, building, going about our everyday situations. And we are losing contact with the signs of the time, the scriptures. A lot of preachers and people are teaching how to obtain the American dream or to get rich in this world. When it comes to the kingdom of heaven, the amount of money you make is of least importance. Jesus said, "Think not that I come to send peace on earth." He said, "But I come to send a sword." And another word for that word, peace on earth, is prosperity. He didn't come for you to just prosper in this life alone as such. So when all of these teachers are teaching you that it is God's will that you get rich and this and that, God didn't come for that. Amen. Because if he had of, then he would have came as king and he would have came as a rich man. But that's not the way he came. He came humbled as a servant, not even having an address. True prosperity is being in good health and prospering as your soul prospers. And all of you who teach that godliness is gain, that as a means of holiness you get rich, the Bible says that men ought to flee from you. Amen. This is not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not preaching against money, the love of money, yes, but not against money. Striving to get rich, yes. This world is not our home. And too many people are preparing to stay instead of preparing to leave. Amen. Or to meet him in the air. There's a meeting coming. Amen. And we all want to be there if we say we love the Lord. But you got to understand that the way of Christ is holiness. Be ye holy, for the Lord thy God is holy. There's no other way around it. And the church world is in trouble. Everybody's speaking of a great revival. There is no great revival. We're not headed at this time for a great revival. There may be revivals in certain sections of the world for those who get a hold of God, but we are headed and in the midst of the falling away. Before the Antichrist is revealed, there must be a falling away, and that from the truth. And that falling away has already began because the Antichrist is soon to be manifested in his own time. When that which let be removed out of the way, then he will come forth. Jesus said it. The signs of his coming would be many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. Where does that sound like a revival to you? This is why those who know the truth have to cry loud and spare not. Amen. Throw down, pull down, destroy, and build again. Pulling down everything that is not like God. And Paul also gave us warning by the Holy Ghost, as we've been teaching, that in the latter times, which are these times, men shall also depart from the faith because of false doctrine, seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, forbidding men to eat meats that God has cleansed, and forbidding to marry. And that's what I've been teaching on. Two of the main doctrines that have infiltrated the church since the prophecy of Paul by the Holy Ghost. I repeat, any religion hear me carefully, that teaches you that it is a sin to eat meats or certain meats is teaching you a doctrine of devils. Doesn't matter what denomination it falls under. Now, if you choose not to eat meats, that's fine. But if they teach in their teaching that it is a sin to eat certain meats, that church is teaching, or that organization or fellowship is teaching you a doctrine of devils. That's found in 1 Timothy 4. It's a teaching of devils. Well, our faith says that to eat this meat is a sin. To eat, it's a teaching of devils. If you choose not to eat meat, then fine. In the kingdom of God, he that cannot eat meat is called weak in the faith. But they're still saved, because God has cleansed all things and has given us the right. And so you still have so-called Christian faith, along with others, denominations or teachings, that say that if you eat meat, you are sinning. If you're sitting in a church, an assembly that teaches that, I want you to understand, without controversy, without misunderstanding, that you are being taught a doctrine of devils. What should you do? You should come out from among them. If they continue in that teaching, you should come out from among them and be ye separate, said the Lord. Because God's sheep know his voice, and the voice of a stranger they shall not follow. You can't eat pork. You don't eat this. You don't eat that. It's a doctrine of devils. And the Bible says that the Holy Ghost warned us. They would be teaching or forbidding to eat meats that God has cleansed. Now, how is it that you're saying that it's unclean, but God says that it is clean? So then when you teach people a filled of virtue that they cannot eat meat, you're calling God a liar. Any church that teaches you cannot eat meat and that it is a sin, you're calling God a liar. I don't have to go down the list and name them. There's a whole bunch of them. Some of you sitting in the midst of it. You're being taught a lie. You've been taught a teaching that has been given to your teachers by demons. It says this in Timothy chapter 4, real quick.
Now, the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisies, having their conscience seared with an hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them.
Yes, go ahead.
Of them which believe and know the truth.
Mm-hmm. And so, what God has cleansed. Now, God has cleansed it, and you calling it unclean. Now, what spirit would tell you to go against God but a devil? It's a doctrine of devils. Listen, stop playing with it. You sitting in a church that teaches you that it is a sin to eat meats is a doctrine of devils. And he wasn't talking about the Jewish faith, because the Jews were given a dietary a method of eating, but then God cleansed it and brought it into the new covenant. So he wasn't referring to the Jews. He said, in the latter times.
Amen.
Now, Jews still teach that under the laws of Moses. They still abide by that law. And to this day, when they say it's a sin, it's still a doctrine of devils.
Amen.
Because God has cleansed. But he said, in the latter times. He wasn't referring to the Jewish nation. in the latter times, times to come, which are these times. Doctrine of devils. The Jews have been blinded. That's why they still teach that. And yes, they're in deception. They've been blinded. And when they die, they don't go to heaven. But these so-called churches, you think that you're pleasing God by keeping up a Jewish way of living? Listen, the Jewish way of living and their customs, the Bible calls the Jewish nation, all due respect, his chosen, but he called them a stiff-necked people because they refused to hear his voice. And as a nation, they have been blinded. Amen. But the scripture says, if you teach that you cannot eat meats that God has cleansed to them that believe who receive it with prayer, you're teaching a doctrine of devils. Now, how is it that you preachers who claim to serve God, speaking by the Holy Spirit, is standing up in your pulpits looking at so-called God's people and you're teaching a doctrine of devils? I'm going to keep saying this. Ask your pastor, explain 1 Timothy 4. Just ask him to explain it. What does this mean? Ask your pastor, what do they mean when they say certain things? All you got to do is say what it means. Does it mean what it says? Something different. No excuses. And then the next doctrine there was forbidding to marry. Teaching people that, for instance, if you get divorced, you can never, for any cause, you can never remarry. Or if you were once married in the world before you came to Christ and was divorced, when you come to church, you cannot get remarried. Another doctrine of devils. She took over Bahia. Another doctrine of devils. People, wake up. When they ask Jesus, what will be the signs of thy coming? The first thing he said was, take heed to yourself that you let no man deceive you. You can't blame the preacher alone for why you go to hell. Jesus said, you take heed to yourself. You can pray and God, show me, and you can follow the scripture. Show me what the Bible says that. You've got people telling people. A young lady called me once and said that she was divorced 17 years ago. And she went up north to get baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost. And she wanted to start a new life. But the brother said, I can't marry you because your first husband is still alive. She said, that was 17 years ago. I still can't marry you. Blasphemy. That's a lying devil. All things have passed away. All things have become new. Once you are born again, you are not bound to that old way of living. If that be the case, then, amen, let the thief go back and tell everybody that he stole from, I stole it. But the Bible said, let the thief steal no more. The Holy Ghost will not send you back into your old life. He brings you out of it. Rahab was a harlot, but by faith she put that ribbon up on her house, and her whole house was saved, and she became a part of the bloodline of David, a harlot who came into the faith of the Jewish nation and was converted. They didn't sit up there and say, you can't marry this whore. She was converted, and her life in Canaan land was forgiven and forgotten. Jesus caught the woman in adultery. Husband gone. And what did he say to her? You go, but you know what you do? What? You stop committing adultery.
Yeah, that's right.
He didn't tell her, you can't never get married again. He said, you go and sin no more. This is what Christ said. What are you men saying? What are you men saying? You got a lust problem? Church is telling people when they can lay down when they can't, on what day they can do that. What is your problem? The marriage bed is honorable and undefiled. Amen. It ain't your business, preacher.
to a man and a woman that's married in Christ, it's not your business. You stop at the door. And how are you going to tell these people? How many people are sitting in these churches, especially women? You know, a great percentage of black women are not married. They don't get remarried as much as others. But how many women are sitting in church 10 years and can't get married because some preacher preaching adopting the devil saying as long as your drunken husband of 20 years ago is still alive, you can't get married? That is a lie. That's not true. You've been born again. You have been made free. You are in Christ Jesus. You are not bound to that old life, forbidden to marry. And then the Bible never taught that in that sense. No, you're free. But they quote Romans 7:1. We'll look at that next time. You can't use Romans 7:1 to hold a saved woman to an old life. Number one, Paul was speaking to them concerning the law, talking to folk in the church, in the realm of righteousness. The voices of the devil, you're a liar. The voice didn't come from the devil. Anybody that teaches the voice is a false prophet and a liar. No, you're the liar. You teach it. Listen, a lot of these churches, son, a lot of these churches, they condemn the Catholic Church. A lot of these holiness preachers condemn the Catholic Church, but yet they preach a Catholic doctrine. Yeah. I'm a holiness preacher. And I don't believe in Christmas. I don't believe in Easter. Birthdays. Huh? I'm talking to the holiness people. We don't wear jewelry. We don't get weave all in our hair and paint our faces. Our women dress like women and our men dress like men. We don't go out and party and get high. But we have a good time in Jesus. So I'm talking to you holiness preachers who might not understand that I'm a holiness preacher. But I'm not strict. I'm sound. I give scripture for everything. And I'm telling you that I hear preachers saying, whoever preaches divorce is a liar and a false prophet. Whoever preaches what I just said, you are the liar. You are the false prophet. But I will give you the benefit of the doubt, my brother. You might not know it. And I understand. That's why I'm here. To tear it down, to throw down, yes, to sir. Pour down, yes, and then to build.
Yes, sir.
You got to stop lying to God's people. Yeah. If you're sitting under a preacher that says the voices of the devil, and if you are a preacher hearing my voice, 404-361-1571, WIDOAM 1570 on your radio dial. You call in and don't start talking foolish. Just call in and say, Bishop LT, here is the scripture that says the voices of the devil. Don't give me the scripture God hates the voice. Yeah, God hates the voice. He hates the way they were doing it, putting away Hebrew women and marrying heathen men. As a matter of fact, God hates the voice so bad that he had one himself. He hated to do it, but he had to. And that's where I see it. Sometimes you hate to do it, but that's the only solution. So, all you preachers and bishops and apostles who say you are apostles, sitting back and huffing and puffing, don't. Just give the scripture. Or when you preach tomorrow or on the Sabbath, give the scripture. Y'all heard that Bishop L.T.? He says that nobody can show in the scripture where the voices of the devil. I want y'all to know, read it. In the book of, not in there, chapter 58. Because it's not in there. Now, you want to call in, call in. Don't call in here, Oregon. I'm paying for this time. I ain't got time. My time is running out. And I'm not mad at you, brother, in that sense. Just call in and say, Bishop, here's the scripture. Okay, well, thank you. And if you give me that scripture right now, I will say, son, we correct it right here and right now. I will say, well, you know, I was wrong. The Bible does say the voice is of the devil. It does say that. And that's it, end of that story. But you're teaching a doctrine of devils, forbidding to marry. You're teaching a doctrine of devils, and all your members sitting there burning in their flesh for the no reason. simply because you don't have an understanding. You damning the Catholic Church, but you preach a Catholic doctrine. Do you know that there's only two nations in the whole world that gives no grounds for divorce? One is the Vatican, Catholicism, and the Philippines. But now, in 2018, the Philippines have begun to change those laws. So the Vatican is the only country in the world that don't believe in divorce for any reason. Catholicism, the Pope. You Catholic? Nope. Not throwing stones at anybody. You Catholic doctrine preacher, you might as well leave the Catholics alone. Holiness preacher, the Catholics are going to hell. You going to hell too, because you preaching their doctrine. I'm not damning anybody. I'm not, listen, I ain't finna damn the Pope or nobody. But I do damn false doctrine. If it comes from the Pope, Bishop, you, me, I do preach against false doctrine, but I don't throw rails against anybody else. When I say Catholic, I mean the universal church. That's what it means. Catholic doctrine. If you're teaching that doctrine, it's wrong. You understand what I'm saying? If it ain't Bible, it ain't God. So I teach y'all, we don't get up there and start throwing rocks at preachers and stuff, because we all have sin and false trouble to glory to God. But we do stand against false doctrine.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, a lot of folks got mad at me. You're a holiness preacher. Why are you praying for Eddie Long and his family? Because I want to. It can happen to any of us. It can happen to any of us. I don't care if he's Baptist or Methodist. If you're a preacher, you understand things can go wrong. And so I teach y'all to love and to respect ministry, but to make a stand. Listen, my time is up. The phone still ain't rang. This is my third, fourth week, and phone ain't rang yet. And yet you preacher gonna get up there and go, ah, the voices of the devil. You ain't gave the scripture yet. It's a doctrine of devils, what you're teaching. God bless you. I love you. I appreciate you. I'll be back next week. I'll be leaving the country soon, but I'll be back and give you the same phone number. And I hope a preacher will call me before I leave to give us the scripture before all of Atlanta. Show the scriptures of the doctrine of devils that you're teaching. Until next time, I believe in miracles. I believe in the impossible. I know God is in charge and take rule of all the affairs of men. I love you, Atlanta. Preachers, repent. People, wake up. Until next time, God bless you.
Somebody do it. You have been listening to Come Expecting a Miracle broadcast with Bishop Dr. Larry Bryant, overseer of Tabernacle of David Church of the Apostles Doctrine Incorporated at 8014 Rockbridge Road, Lithonia, Georgia, 30058. Join us each Sunday for our 2 p.m. miracle service and at 8 p.m. on Wednesday for Bible study. And for the 24-hour prayer line, call 770-912-0433. 770-912-0433. To make a donation to this ministry, you may do so at Tabernacle of David Church, P.O. Box 390156, Snellville, Georgia, 30039-9997, or email us at Dr. L. Bryant at todcadintl.com. Tune in each Saturday at 12:30 p.m. for an inspiring message of faith with Bishop Dr. Larry Bryant, overseer of Tabernacle of David Church of the Apostles Doctrine Incorporated on WIGO 1570 AM, Atlanta's Incredible Radio.